As demonstrations continue around the country, we wanted to look into this question for you. At what point does a protest become a riot? Our News Nation researchers took a deeper dive into that question, and here's what they found out. Under the First Amendment to the Constitution, every American has the right to protest. It falls under the right to free assembly. But a protest becomes a riot when one or more person in a group engages in criminal activity, including purposely damaging property or causing physical harm to another person. We also wanted to know who determines when a protest has become a riot and what is the appropriate type of force to stop a riot and clear the crowd. Here are the facts. There are no national standards when it comes to declaring a riot. In many larger cities and police departments, for example, the NYPD, a ranking official on the scene makes that determination. In other cities, elected officials give that direction to law enforcement. And when it comes to the use of force, there is a standard practice called the use of force continuum. That means law enforcement officials can use force that's appropriate to the specific situation at hand. For example, if a person threatens an officer with a knife, that officer could use a gun to protect himself.